Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 8, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. KiwiBank goes live with ACI Worldwide solution. Real-time payments software ACI Worldwide has announced that New Zealand-based KiwiBank successfully went live with its enterprise payments platform. CFPB lowers credit card late fees to $8. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has finalized a rule that bans excessive credit card late fees, lowering typical fees from $32 to $8. Terabut and Benefit form open banking partnership in Bahrain. Terabut has partnered with Bahrain-based fintech Benefit to launch a consent authentication method that streamlines Bahrain's open banking ecosystem. Neonomics and Bislab partner to enhance embedded finance. Norway-based open banking provider Neonomics has partnered with data enrichment company Bislab to merge their embedded finance suites. Synctera introduces Synctera Pay. Synctera has introduced Synctera Pay, a new feature that allows its customers to work with any payment provider. Secret Escapes taps Neom to augment hotel payments. US-based payments provider Neom has partnered with luxury travel company Secret Escapes to enhance payment services for its network of hotel partners. Xpate partners with Mambu. Xpate has announced its partnership with Mambu in order to offer customers in Europe optimized payment solutions by using the latter's cloud banking platform. Tap to pay on iPhone Live for Venmo Business and PayPal Zettle in the US. US-based online payments gateway service provider PayPal has announced that Tap to Pay on iPhone is available for Venmo Business profiles and PayPal Zettle users in the US. Xsolla launches new payment methods. Xsolla has launched new payment methods, aiming to provide gamers in the region of Africa with access to embedded finance solutions and instant earnings. EasyPay partners with Talabat. Bahrain-based fintech Easy Financial Services, EasyPay, has announced its strategic partnership with Talabat, a food delivery and Q-commerce platform. Unit 21 announces new AI-powered features. Unit 21, a fraud and anti-money laundering solutions provider, has announced its new AI-powered features at FinTech Meetup. IDEMIA partners with SoftSpace. IDEMIA Secure Transactions has announced its partnership with SoftSpace in order to deploy MPOC-certified SoftPOS solutions and meet high security standards. Mogo includes Bitcoin in its treasury management strategy. Digital wealth and payments business Mogo has announced a change to its treasury management strategy to include Bitcoin and Bitcoin ETFs. Deutsche BRSE introduces spot platform for crypto assets. Exchange organization Deutsche BRSE Group has launched the Deutsche BRSE Digital Exchange, DBDX, a crypto spot platform for institutional clients. SafePal launches an app banking gateway and Visa card. India-based cryptocurrency wallet SafePal has launched an in-app banking gateway and a Visa card following an investment in Swiss bank Fiat 24. UniCredit hit with $2.3 million fine for data breach. UniCredit, Italy's second largest bank, has been fined $2.3 million. By the country's Data Protection Authority over 2018 data breach case. NatWest ditches BNPL. British bank NatWest is killing off its buy now, Pay Later, BNPL, service less than 2 years after launch. Ant Group raises transaction limits for travelers on e-wallet services in line with new PBOC policy. In response to China's new policies to facilitate international visits, Ant Group is raising single transaction limit for international travelers using its cross-border payment services from US$1,000 to US$5,000, and annual cumulative transaction limit up from US$10,000 to US$50,000. U.S. digital dollar is nowhere near development, says Federal Reserve Chair. Chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve Jerome Powell spoke before the Senate on Thursday, stating that the U.S. was nowhere near CBDC development. BoFe plans cloud-based data platform and AI pilots. The Bank of England is building out a cloud-based data and analytics platform after an independent review found nervousness in adopting the technology. NICE Actimize launches cloud-based record management solution for compliance. NICE Actimize, a NICE, NASDAQ, NICE, business, today announced the launch of ArchiveX, a cloud-based, all communications in one archiving and records management solution for financial services firms. Savvis partners with Consentus to support open banking in Vietnam. Vietnam-based Savvis has partnered with provider of open banking advisory services and trust infrastructure Consentus. BBVA expands partnership with Cisco. Financial services group BBVA has announced the expansion of its strategic collaboration with Cisco, aiming to support its digitization journey. MasterCard partners with Sava. MasterCard and Sava have announced a partnership that will support MSMEs in Africa through innovative payments technology and infrastructure. The CBA launches cybersecurity toolkit for newcomers. The Canadian Bankers Association has announced the launch of its new cybersecurity toolkit, developed for newcomers in the region of Canada. Nexo receives initial approval from Dubai's regulatory authority. The Dubai branch of digital assets institution Nexo has received initial approval from Dubai's Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority, VARA. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.